Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
I'm always excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. In John, the 16th chapter, John 16, verse 7. Amen. When you have it, say amen. It should be on our screen. Amen. Right there. Amen. We're making it easy for y'all, huh? Amen. Spoiling you, huh? Let's read 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, that it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I do go apart, I will send him unto you. Amen. Thank you this morning. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about hold on. Help is on the way. Amen. Hold on. Help is on the way. Amen. That's what Jesus was telling his disciples this morning. He was sharing with them. They was kind of sad because he was telling them, I must go. And they didn't want him to go, but he said, if I go, if I do not go, amen, your help will not come. Amen. Which is the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And do you not know, my brothers and sisters, that all we got to do is hold on. Our help is on the way. Sometimes we find ourselves going through something, but we got to understand that Jesus is still right there, but he sends you some help to guide you. Amen. And can I tell us something this morning? That we cannot do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Amen. You might be fooling yourself, but you can't fool the Lord. Because, well, I can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit, because without him, without the Holy Spirit, amen, we are nobody. Amen. And sometimes that was Jesus was telling the disciples, I've been with you for so long. I've been holding your hand. Amen. I've been with you through the ups and downs, but now I must go, but I'm not going. Amen. But I'm going to send you, amen, a comforter. You won't be by yourself. Amen. If you just hold on and just trust in the word of God, you find out that, amen, the Comforter would give you strength, give you courage, and give you hope in this time like these. Sometimes we think we're all alone, but we go through some of our dilemma. We go through some hard time and some hardship in our life. But you must understand that if you just hold on, your help is on the way. Sometimes he lets you linger a little while, make you believe that, amen, you're all by yourself. But if you stay in the word of God, you find out that your help is right there by your side. Amen. While Jesus was with his disciples, they did not need anything else. Amen. And just to remind you, just like some of us, our children, long as they're around us, they don't need nothing. But when they get on their own, when mom and dad is spread away, you find out that you're going to need the Comforter. You're going to need some help. Your help is on the way. And Jesus was sharing with the disciples, I have given you, showed you, taught you everything. Amen. But sometimes you can teach somebody something, but they can hide behind something. But when you get by yourself all alone, you're going to need the Holy Spirit to help you and to guide you. He shared with them they would need, amen, somebody, which is the Holy Spirit. So he would send them the Holy Spirit. God acted force to help them. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do nothing. We can't do nothing. Some people think they can operate without the Holy Spirit. But you can't do it. You're just fooling yourself. You ever seen somebody trying to sing, pray, preach without the Holy Spirit? They study going over the same thing over and over. And they're not relying on the Holy Spirit to stand by you and work in you. And when that happens, you're operating on your own, not the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Amen. People get up and talk, say, I want to say something. If the Lord don't speak, you can't say nothing. How many times you had rehearsed something, wrote it down, but then if the Holy Spirit don't guide you, it won't work. He said with them, you can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. It was meant for Jesus to go away. If not, the helper would not come. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us in our ministry. Every last one of us, if you've been born again, you're a child of God, you have a ministry. Amen? And your ministry is to do the work of the Lord. Not to come up here and take my place. Y'all quiet this morning. You see, some people want to get in other people's place. You got to learn to stay in your lane. Amen. Quit lying upon the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me to do this. The Holy Spirit is very intelligent. I'm going to say amen by myself. I'm going to try to take my time. I know I'm under the weather. But you see, the Holy Spirit is not ignorant. He ain't going to make you go out of the way to do nothing ignorant. He's going to be very intelligent. He speak intelligent. He speak well. He's not going to let you go out of order, get into somebody else's lane. You got to learn to stay in your own lane and let the Holy Spirit guide you. Holy Spirit tell you when to talk, when not to talk, when to speak, when not to speak. Stay in your lane. Get out of other people's lane. That's how you know that you got it and led by the Holy Spirit. You see, we don't like to hear talk about that. We hear people say, well, I can do better than that. What you mean you can do better than that? The Lord didn't put you there. He didn't direct you. And he didn't lead you. The greatest mistake, the greatest thing you can do is make a fool out of yourself when you're not guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen by myself. I don't know, y'all must be cold, huh? It is getting hotter here. Y'all still don't want to say nothing. The greatest thing, the old people used to say, nobody never knows that you're a fool until you open your mouth. Those old people, you say, old people are smart. Sometimes they say, my baby, it's best to shut your mouth until God tell you to speak. Jesus was telling them that this morning that you have a great ministry, but I must go away that the Comforter will come and help you with what you need. What will the Holy Spirit do? Well, your blessing is on the way. Huh? Your deliverance is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. You cannot live a Christian life without the indwelling and the power of the Holy Spirit. What will the Holy Spirit come to help me do? The Holy Spirit did not come to be president, but he came to be resident in your life. Jesus said, I must go away. If not, the Comforter, the Helper will not come. Hold on. Help is on the way. He didn't come to be president. He came to be resident in your life. He came to take over your life. And let you feel the grace of God in your life. But you got to hold on. Don't move too fast. Some people want to move fast. I got a problem with young preachers who claim to be preachers. They want to start preaching today, and next Sunday they want a church. I lost my amen. Y'all mad? Y'all don't want to say nothing. You have to get under somebody and learn. You're not equipped. They want some mega church. They don't want to work. Somebody lied and told them, if you start preaching, you'll be rich. That's a lie. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody lied to them. You'll find favor in God. You never get rich. Amen? Because if you're looking for get rich, you're in the wrong place. I'm in here to help save souls. God will supply my every need. He said, first thing the Holy Spirit will do, the Holy Spirit will come to help me in my worship. The Bible says, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:24, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. That was Jesus told the woman at the well, amen. He said, you must worship me in spirit and in, am I in the Bible? My worship is on the inside, not on the outside. My worship is on the inside. Your worship got to be real, not no show, not no put on, not no concert, not no feel good, make nobody jump and flip over. Your worship is on the inside. My grandfather used to say, I much rather see a sermon than hear one. It took me a long time for me to understand that. Huh? What do you mean? You mean your worship on the end. Let me see the way you live. Let me say the way you operate. Let me see how you treat people. Let me see how you love people. Let me see how your obedience is to the word of God. Worship is on the inside, not on the outside. I can't praise him without the Holy Spirit. Maybe that's why some of y'all ain't doing nothing, because the Holy Spirit not in y'all. Everybody got different ways of praising him. But you ought to show some kind of sign. If you've been saved, if you've been born again, huh? You may not jump like me, may not shout like me, but you ought to at least wave your hand. You ought to at least nod your head. You ought to at least do a little shake from side to side. Let the devil know that you're not going to steal my joy. My worship is real, huh? Everybody ain't suffering with arthritis. Some of you ought to feel good. If you walk in here, that's a sign that you're worshiping the Lord. My worship be real. Matter of fact, if you ought to be with me, you don't need no crowd to praise the Lord. Y'all gonna turn back to me? You can't pray about the Holy Spirit, huh? Somebody say this morning, somebody say, I wasn't going to church because it's too cold. But the Holy Spirit said, you better get up from there. Because I've been too good to you, huh? I woke you up this morning, huh? I started you on a brand new day, huh? The Holy Spirit say, that's not the only time it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold on Monday. It might be cold on Tuesday. It might be cold on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But you're going to get up and go to the store. So you're going to make me believe that it's cold on Sunday. Holy Spirit say, get up from there. Show the devil whose side you're on. Some of y'all still ain't moved yet. When I woke up this morning, opened that door, woo! Lord. But then I say, but you still good. you're still good. Amen. You know you're almost, the devil almost made you believe, look, you know, you're sick, you've been under the weather, you might as well stay home. After I was acting up, you know, talking about, Lord, you know, here I am, you know, and there's somebody out there that doesn't say, oh, Rev ain't going to miss me. It's not about me, it's about the Lord. I'm doing my job, you need to do yours. Amen. He said, that's a blessing with your name on it, because there is a blessing with your name on it, huh? And you know, my brothers and sisters, this morning, you didn't feel like it, but because the relationship you had with Jesus, the relationship you had with Jesus, that's why you said, so you couldn't keep, huh? You couldn't stay home. You had to show up. Hmm? You had to show up, huh? You say, I'm going today. But you couldn't, when you got here, you couldn't keep still. How many say, you say you come to church, but I'm not going to do too much today. I'm just going to keep still. I'm just going to be calm, cool, collected. It's cold. I need my coat. But the Holy Spirit got in you. Start warming your blood. Had you clapping your hand, had you nodding your head, had you throw your hands up, and you just couldn't keep still. It's something about the Holy Spirit that it won't let you keep still. I don't care how you felt when you walk in here, the Holy Spirit had to get all over you. The old people say, I'm tied up, tangled up, all wrapped up, because the Holy Spirit in you, and you say, boy, I need to start taking off some of the clothes because it's getting hot in here. It is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. Some of you still ain't moved yet. That's all right. I found out, if the Lord don't move you, I sure can't move you. Because some people say, not today, Rev. I just came to get my sacrament. They don't say communion. At the last year, last Sunday, I don't care what Rev say, what the choir say, I just came to get my sacrament, my communion. And don't have enough sense to know the Bible say, let a man examine himself. Don't take it unworthy. So you sit here and don't give God some kind of praise. You taking it unworthy. You had to move because of the power of God. My worship is real. Amen. Amen. Am I doing all right? The second thing the Holy Spirit do, the Holy Spirit come to help me in my work. Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. Huh? No man can work. You thought your work was about you. But it's not about you. It's about the Lord. When we get that understanding, it's not about us. It's all about him. We might give him what belongs to him. When we get that out of ourselves, quit acting like if I don't do it, it ain't going to be done. Come on, are you crazy? God can shut your mouth up where you won't even be able to talk. God can stop you from walking where you won't be able to walk. God don't need none of us. But he wants somebody to volunteer to serve him. He wants somebody to work in the kingdom of God. He wants somebody to be a vessel that it can use you. And you just keep sitting there, going to sleep. One day you're going to sleep and you may not wake up. It's not about you. And it's not about me. But it's all about him. And that's why I say, Lord, use me in your service. Huh? It's about Jesus. It's all about him. Because look, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He didn't say let your good work so you glorify men. Glorify the Father which is in heaven. So it's all about him, not about you. Without the Holy Spirit, my work is no good. Your work is no good. If you're operating without the Holy Spirit, it's in vain. But if you hold on, help is on the way. He said, I'm sending you the comforter. And that's why we do what we do, because we are surrounded, we're governed by the Holy Spirit. You can't have, let me tell you something. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and be lazy. I'm going to drink on that. Can I say that again? You cannot have the Holy Spirit and be lazy. And we want to go to heaven. Heaven ain't for no lazy people. Heaven is for some joyful people, huh? You can't have the Holy Spirit and be lazy. You get up to go to work on time. Amen. Go to church on time. Get up to go to work on time. Come to church on time. Left to some of you will come in after the offering. Or when we have given the benediction. Why we treat God that way? You ought to be rushing to get here. Not, I ain't talking about those who working or getting off of work, but I'm talking about you had all morning to cook your dinner, cook your food, do this or that, and then you're going to talk about, well, it's almost time, it's 11 o'clock, let me go get ready. Don't you know God see that? Some people wish they can be here. Some people in the hospital. Some people in the nursing home. Some people wish they can be here. And here you dragging yourself here. Late. And when the urges don't let you in because we're doing something, you pull on the door, get mad. You see they praying. You get mad. Let me come in. You should have been here on time. Come to church on time. I got another one for you. How can you have the Holy Spirit? It's a dirty job. Somebody got to do it. How can you have the Holy Spirit and not pay your tithe? I lost my amen. How can you have the Holy Spirit and not pay your tithe? The Bible says, give Caesar what's Caesar, and give the Lord what's the Lord. And you say you got the Holy Spirit, you jumping and shouting, testifying, and ain't giving God nothing. Robbing God. Some people used to tip God. You ain't even tipping God. The one that woke you up this morning. Oh, but I got the Holy Spirit. Your pocket ain't got, huh? Your wallet, your pocketbook ain't got the Holy Spirit. You gonna pay the light bill? You gonna pay the gas bill? You gonna pay your cell phone? You gonna pay your house? No. Your house ain't charged? You gonna pay this and pay that? And you don't give God nothing, the one that woke you up this morning. And you say you got the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, give the Lord what the Lord. Hold on, help is on the way. The Lord, sometimes he wonder about us. Amen. We need help, y'all. You need the work of the Holy Spirit to keep your mind right. You know if the Lord, Holy Spirit don't keep your mind right, you say something you ain't got to be saying. You do some things you ain't gonna been doing. How many can say really this morning, Lord, it wouldn't be for the Holy Spirit guiding me, I'd have been messing people up. Some people look at you crazy. He said, Holy Spirit, guide my tongue. Remember, we're a work in progress now. Yeah, because you saved. That don't mean the devil ain't going to attack you. You hear what I say? I want a few people, you know, who saved, but you know you're not all the way there yet. I'm one. God's still working on me. And he's still going to work on me. And I'm praying, Lord, help me. But I got to stay around some people. I got to delete some people out of my life. Because they're not, they'll have me taking this suit off. They'll have you too. I'm looking at some of y'all. Some of y'all might be holy, but you ain't that holy. Somebody tell you something, you be ready to fight. But Holy Spirit, guide me. Protect me. Close my mouth. Just let me smile. Bless you, baby. How you doing? God love you, so do I. But don't push me now. I'm covered by the Holy Spirit. You need that. You know why? Because you're into a world dealing with unsaved people. You hear what I'm saying? The third thing, the Holy Spirit come to help me be a witness. Jesus said, I'm going to go, but I leave you the comforter. Help me be a witness, huh? You're a witness. Let everybody know that you are sitting by a Jehovah Witness. You didn't know that, huh? You didn't know you're a Jehovah Witness, huh? You better check your Bible. God is a Jehovah God. So you are a Jehovah Witness. Amen. If you want to blow some people's mind up, you tell them I'm a Jehovah Witness. Y'all ain't got quiet in here. You see, the next time they come to your door, don't hide behind the door. Tell them that I am a Jehovah Witness. Amen. By the way, you see, only I used to hide when they come. I don't hide no more. I bring the book out. I used to lie and tell my children, tell them daddy's not home. I'd be behind the door. But boy, once I got saved and I see them coming, I open the door. Or I stay on the porch and I talk to them. Come on in. Let's have a word. Not your Bible. I'm going to grab my Bible. And we're going to talk about this a little while. And I'm not going to let you do all the talking, because I know the Jesus I serve. I'm going to tell you about the Jesus that woke me up this morning. I'm going to tell you about that God. He is a Jehovah God. But I'm going to tell you that he can transform you from darkness into light, into the marvel of light. You want to talk about Jehovah God? I'm going to tell you what he can do for me, huh? He can change somebody like me and make me whole again. That's what you're going to tell them, huh? You're a witness. Huh? By the way, my brothers and sisters, you don't witness in church. You testify in church. I wish I had a few people with me.
Say bless. Say bless. Yeah.
If you've been blessed by this faith-filled sermon and would like to sow a seed to our ministry, you may do so by mailing a financial blessing to Starlight Baptist Church, 156 Isaac Gruyette Road in Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Or you may send a Cash App contribution to $SBC of Hickory Hill. You can also follow us on Facebook for our live stream broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Starlight Baptist Church is dedicated to sharing hope and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
This is KAYT. Gina.